This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Wednesday, the 6th of January. The brightness in your radio coming out of your speakers comes from me and Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. It's the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on the social side of things. Prepare yourself to think. Face the beast. What's happened in Georgia and what's happened in Washington and what's happening? To whom are we paying the piper, I suppose, is maybe one of the questions, Jennifer. This day is something that some people have been dreaming of, and other people, it's a nightmare. So, golly gee gosh, what happened?
I think for the people in Georgia, they're probably done after seeing $500 million worth of political ads in 2 months.
The radio stations that carry this program down there,
they're loving it.
Very happy.
They're loving
it.
I know. Yes, to put guaranteed. In perspective, and we'll get to the results in 2 seconds, but I think we talked about it. To put in perspective, Mitt Romney spent $400 million for his entire presidential campaign. They spent $500 million in Georgia in two months in
ridiculous.
One state. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so as it stands.
Well, wait a minute.
Right
before
now,
we go through it from that, where did the money come from? What sort of. The reason I asked that is because this is happening, this is becoming a trend around the country. I was looking at who is supporting our mayor for re-election here in my town, and 75-80% of the money has come from outside of the community. So how much of the money in Georgia has come from outside of the state? And then when you look at the presidential election, do you wonder whether there's money coming in from outside the country for some of these races, some of the big races?
Well, it's not supposed to, but we know that there's lots of ways to influence people from outside that maybe isn't quite on the up and up, on the books, right?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, what's the deal?
Okay, so as it stands right now, there are two races. In the first one, the projection is that Raphael Warnock is projected to beat Kelly Loeffler, who's the incumbent Republican. This was a special election. Kelly Loeffler was appointed by the governor in this state. That's why two Senate seats are up at the same time. Now, Kelly Loeffler has not conceded yet. She said that her supporters should keep fighting and that they are not going to concede quite yet. We'll talk about that in 1 second. The next race is John Ossoff against the incumbent David Perdue. As of right now, that race is too close to call. There's 98% reporting. Ossoff went up overnight 50.2% to 49.8%. Watching these results come in was a lot of flip-flopping back and forth. These were really tight races in both cases. I think that, unfortunately, it's not going to go without a whimper, because exactly what happened during the presidential race happened during this race, and that is, and God help Georgia, they should have fixed this so that they could have had a straight-out result and people would have just accepted it. But what happened? They stopped counting. They paused counting in multiple counties, and then all of a sudden the infusion of voters for the
last
Democratic
night,
candidate.
You got it? Or
yep,
this is
absolutely. Before. Same thing that happened on November 3rd.
Well, under whose authority did they stop counting?
The counties.
Why?
Right. This is the thing. So here's what I'm saying. Look, I'm not about challenging every single election that doesn't go in the way that I hope it does. I don't really care. It's whatever. I'm so over it at this point. But what is absolutely killing me is that on November 3rd, the thing that me and other Republicans were questioning and still haven't gotten a good answer to is, why did things stop? And then why was there an infusion for the Democrat candidate? And you would think in Georgia that they might have hired, like, overtime workers so that this wouldn't happen, so you don't have people going crazy questioning the same thing. But the same dang thing happened again last night. So we'll see. I'm sure they're going to contest this. It's very close. So I'm sure there is going to be more fights and more challenges and stuff that we don't have an appetite for. And it could have been fixed. And I blame the leadership in Georgia. I blame the governor and the secretary of state for this. They should have ensured that the counting was continuous, and it was not.
No. Wow. What a mess. Okay. So to move a little bit north and to the east, where Washington saw some clashes between the protesters and the police. There were how many people? Anybody got a number here as to the largeness? Is that the right word? The size of the rallies?
It's going to be big today, and I suspect Georgia did not help. I suspect that did not help at all. Mm-hmm. So I think there are going to be a lot of people. I think today is going to be a really interesting day for Americans. Strap in and just watch and see what happens. Because
so how much of this problem has been created by Trump himself? That's the Molotov cocktail to throw into the room, into the discussion.
Look, I think that for a lot of people, Trump has put a light on a lot of problems.
Yes, agreed.
Media, all the stuff that we talk about every single day. Mm-hmm. But I think people are not going to, I mean, they're not brainwashed. People are going because we are literally questioning why things are happening in this way. And so until someone can give us a good answer, and I put myself in this category too, because I just, this is not like anything I've seen in my entire life. I've never seen people counting votes. I've never seen things shut down and then all of a sudden an infusion of vote. I've not seen that. So I'm not trying to blow up the country. I think, I hope people know if you listen to this program, I love the country. I don't even, look, if Joe Biden won and they can answer these questions, I'm happy to support him and let him go, you know, yay. Go your thing. Raphael Warnock, if that's you, if that's what people in Georgia want, go for it. But my God, just make it seem like it's on the up and up. And I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for answers for this question, because guess what? At some point, the tides are going to turn, the money shifts, and then all of a sudden, Democrats are going to be feeling the same thing. And so, I don't know. I just, well, it seems like
there are multiple statements. I went to bed early last night, so I didn't, I'm just catching up now on all the Georgia stuff. But it seems like there are multiple statements that they had a technical glitch with the counting machines, and then they had to hand count. So
they
had 19,000.
Why did they have a glitch?
I'm just reporting what happened.
I'm just saying again and again these irregularities happen.
Right. But I'm just saying it's a technical glitch is not necessarily considered an irregularity. That's not like where voting machines are counting stuff the wrong way or whatever.
When you know what happened, and this is totally not an argument.
Well, I'm just saying, just to finish my point real quick, what I'm saying, though, is they didn't just magically walk away from counting and then start it up again and then there was this infusion of votes. That's actually not really painting the whole picture. I understand I think that's a headline that I'm seeing on Fox News, but that's not actually what the election officials are saying happened. So it slowed down dramatically because they had to switch from electronic to hand tabulating.
Do we as taxpayers have to put up with this bull crap? All right.
Yeah,
so
to be fair, this isn't a headline on Fox News at all. In fact, Fox News is saying Warnock projected to defeat Loeffler. They're being very straight and up and down. But just to fill this in,
I'm looking at Business Insider, and that's the headline.
Yeah, I watched the same thing happen, and it wasn't just the glitch in the machines that made them stop and pause counting. That was one of the issues. Many of the counties sent their people home last night for a few hours, which is exactly what I think Chatham or something like that was a couple of counties sent their people home. Savannah County, they all sent their people home to come back again, and then whammo. So it's a combination of both things. And I think the point is this. If you saw how crappy it turned out in November, do better.
Sure.
That's their job. And, of course, the election officials are going to cover for themselves. And they're all Republicans, by the way. They're going to cover for themselves because they want to keep their job, but they're failing at it miserably.
Ridiculous. All right. So part three of this is the decisive conclusion, maybe, that the election comes to this week. Congress begins to count the Electoral College votes today. So how will that process, how long will that process take?
Usually it's 20 minutes. The average time is 20 minutes. I know. But just to give perspective, because, you know, maybe people don't realize that, but in almost every single election, even the George Bush-Al Gore election, that took 40 minutes. So that just to give perspective, if this is like days, then, I mean, this is how out of hand and crazy this has gotten. It's insane.
Well, because
1 o'clock
usually
this afternoon they start. Usually,
with the Bush and Gore election, they had already come to a legal outcome, so that's why it didn't take very long, because there was already a decision by a judge.
So Jennifer, is the decision...
Yeah, but all the states have certified their votes already, so this really shouldn't take any more than the usual time, because the states are not contesting.
Happened in 1870.
Seven million votes between Trump and Biden. 7 million more votes went after all the numbers have come up. So how much corruption can there be? 10%? 20%? 50%? Even if it was 50% off, it's 3.5 million more than Trump got.
What they're contesting is not only the mishandling of ballots, which I think we clearly saw in Georgia last night and then a couple of, you know, a couple of months ago. But, for instance, in Pennsylvania, the rule change that really was done by the people in charge and not actually signed on by the state legislature. They have voted two. Remember we talked about the two panels of electors that were voted in multiple states? There is a chance that they can throw out one for the other. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen, or there's just a lot of arguing that could take place today, which is probably the most likely. But you're going to see a lot of people going back and forth. We know for sure Arizona is going to be contested. That's one of the states on the table. I'd be surprised if Pennsylvania didn't get thrown in there as well. I don't know if we'll hear about Georgia. But it, just as far as precedence goes, this happened back in 1876 when Rutherford B. Hayes became president. But it also happened, I don't know if you guys remember this. Well, laugh away, but you guys remember 2005?
No, I'm laughing because Rutherford B. Hayes is a Buckeye, and there's I've been to his library in Ohio. He was a putz. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
So in 2005, there was a bunch of Senate Democrats, January 6, 2005, that stood up and objected to Ohio's electoral votes, actually. And this happened recently. It was Democrats. Maxine Waters, by the way, is on video saying, I don't care if we have any members. Yeah, I don't care if we have any members of the Senate who are standing up, but we're going to stand up and we're fine. We're not going to take it. So this action has happened before. And we'll see what it looks like
it went nowhere.
Today.
No, remember the
line. It went nowhere because we had to Google that.
the line from Network, the movie. Do you remember that, either of you? I find myself every once in a while stepping into the mud. It's
Network.
Called Network.
No, I never saw that.
Peter Finch.
Really good.
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore is the takeaway line from the movie. And it's time that all of us who expect things to be done right, we pay for things to be done right, whether we object to the counting of Electoral College votes the way it will happen today or whatever objections you may have, the stuff that was totally unacceptable with all that stuff that machines are working in. It's time we got off of our butts. And we decided we are mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
It's not like we didn't have a warning from a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And this is so crazy.
You've all heard me talking, all the ladies here, about MyPillow and how they literally change many people's lives because of the way some people aren't able to get a good night's rest and they buy the MyPillows and other ancillary things. And then you, as Jennifer has told us many times, one of the things that happens when you get the MyPillows is that you're able to fit your very own MyPillow. And so that's why we rave about the MyPillows. So if you don't have a MyPillow, or you know somebody who doesn't have MyPillows, there is an offer at that comes direct from the top, if you will, at MyPillow.com. The fellow who started it all is Mike Lindell, offering premium pillows now for the lowest price. This one size fits all kind of thing. That is, well, one size is the same price. Queen size, standard size, premium, big, kings, they're all being sold now, this week, for only $29.98. You adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your position when you're in bed. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, stays healthy, 100% made in the USA. All the products are in the plant, and that's one of the reasons that I support them as much as I do, even if I wasn't getting paid. I'm really happy that we have something like this in America. We ought to have a lot more of it. So, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, as a square, at MyPillow.com. You'll find this offer and also deep discounts on a lot of MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets. MyPillow.com. Use the Radio Listener Special page the promo code DJV, please. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug with a peek at social media now. Jay takes over. You've got the controls. You've got the... feel like I'm the pilot and you're the co-pilot. You can take controls now, Jay.
Yeah, I've got the keys.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Definitely something important that everybody's talking about is the COVID-19 vaccine. And we posed the question on Facebook at DJV Show. If you're going to get it, or if you're going to wait, or if you're kind of like, heck no. And people are passionate about this. I mean, Julie Kapp says, yes, absolutely. 2 doses, getting it. Vanita Manuel says, absolutely getting it. So tired of the mostly quarantine stuff. And as a young child, she said her father had us take the polio vaccine, and she is here to tell about it. She lived through the polio vaccine. And then Sean Watson is like, nope, heck no, all caps. And says only a fool would take it, knowing the history of all you need to make the right decision. Why would you need a vaccine?
Isn't that interesting? Only a fool would take it.
Huh. It is so polarizing. I mean, I'll be honest. I will probably take it eventually, but yeah, I'm not taking it as soon as
it's my turn.
I want to wait and see what happens to everybody else.
Well, there are those people in Florida who are cutting into the line in Florida. And so we'll talk about that in just a second right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
DJV program, so Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen talking about what's on social media, and what I found yesterday, you were going through some of the responses on Facebook to the question about whether you get a shot or not, and I was talking to a couple of my friends yesterday, somebody who is a cousin to a golf pro on one of the big golf courses in Palm Beach County, so he was coming into the 18th hole, listen to this, into the 18th hole, and he sees this line at the clubhouse. So he said to the caddy, "What's that line?" Caddy says, "Oh, those are people who are getting their shots." And the guy looked at the caddy, and he went over, and he talked to one of his friends who was in the line. And the guy said, "Yeah, we're here. We were told we could get shots, so we're all just lined up." So the guy got in the line, and 30 minutes later, he had his shot. That was it. He's a 48-year-old golfer, 48-year-old business guy, who just got in the line and got a shot. So when you think about that, and I don't know whether that's because Florida is Florida, but, man, I was thinking to myself, okay, how many people are going to get on an airplane that are snowbirds and go down and they hear stories like that and find a line someplace, get in it, and get their shots?
Well, we talked about that. I think it was on Monday. There are wealthy real estate developers who are flying all their friends from Manhattan down to Palm Beach, and they're getting shots.
Mm-hmm. All getting their shots.
I gotta say, yep. I'm not mad at them. I mean, if they want it, Jay.
Protection.
I don't, go back and forth on whether I'm going to stand in line. But, I don't know. If they've got it, the one story in California that's been going on is we have millions of doses of the vaccine, and no one's getting it. So even healthcare workers, that's actually the big story.
Your fabulous organizational structure in California.
Well, it's also people saying we don't want it. I mean, there's a lot of woo-woos out here. So.
Yeah, I know a lot of people out there, including my family, that wants to get it. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson in England has announced a new lockdown because they're trying to slow down the spread. Here in Massachusetts, the lockdown was extended for another, 3 weeks. Here, because the vaccines aren't being rolled out as fast as, one of the reasons, as fast as they might be. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Raphael Warnock is projected to have defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler in their Senate runoff race in Georgia, bringing the Democrats within reach of the majority in the upper chamber. NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and the Associated Press called the race for Warnock shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern. Loeffler has not conceded. The Democrat John Ossoff, Republican David Perdue race is separated by only a few thousand votes in favor of Ossoff, with 99% of the precincts reporting. In the 2020 presidential election, Congress meets today for a final tally of the state's electoral votes. Expect the gavel to open the session at 1 p.m. Eastern. Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Per the Constitution, January 6th, the Electoral College numbers from the 2020 presidential election will come to a final vote in Congress. Expecting fireworks later today, USA Radio News' Dan Araki fills us in.
A number of Republican representatives and senators say they will challenge the electoral vote count when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify that vote. Congressman Jim Jordan says he plans on issuing challenges to the electoral vote in six states. The Ohio Republican told Newsmax what to expect on the floor of the House.
Well, what you're going to see is several members of the United States House of Representatives object to the electors being accepted and certified in six states. And the reason you're going to see that is because all these states, there was unconstitutional change in the election rules just prior to the election. The Constitution, Sean, as all your viewers know, is very straightforward. It says that the legislature determines the time, place, and manner for elections, not Supreme Courts in the state, not governors, not Secretary of State, not county clerks, not Facebook, not Twitter. It says the legislature. And in all these states that we will object to tomorrow, someone outside the legislature, they went around the legislature and changed the election rules. And the reason they had to go around the legislature is because they were controlled by Republicans. So they sued in friendly court. They got a hack Secretary of State who had changed the rules at the last minute. That's how they did this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named four lawmakers to serve as Democratic leaders in the House ahead of the expected debate. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It is 26 for the hour, 34 after the hour on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, January 6th. Pick a day, ladies. I'll pick Wednesday. Yes, let's have Wednesday. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner with the looking at my own. You've gotten me, Jay, into paying more attention to my own social media. So on Facebook, it's my Facebook page. My personal one is facebook.com/DJVshow. And I put up a notice, sort of, on my site about being older. I'm becoming the ladies. I'm finding that there is, that's kind of why, especially yesterday with Victoria not knowing a lot about a couple of things that I thought everybody knew about. And then think to myself,
it means that everyone else who's older does know about it.
I posted this. The older you get, the more you realize how precious life is. You have no desire for drama, conflict, or stress. You just want good friends, a cozy home, food on the table, and people who make you happy. So there are all kinds of people who had comments about that. Thank you very much. There's a lady said, even more critical this time of year and this year, and it is. Make yourself happy. Somebody else said, life's too short to constantly be sad due to the people around you. And I think that really is something that's a... there may be some guidance for us as to what we talk about, what we get involved in. 2020 is gonzo. And so happy new year. Let's move into the new year. I want to have, if we can, a moment of silence for Tanya Roberts, who I guess Victoria finally has passed, sadly enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so this story was just crazy and
crazy.
Very unfortunate. So her longtime partner of 15 years, Lance O'Brien, had visited her on Sunday and then told her personal rep that he had visited her. He watched her take her last breath. He was pretty convinced when he left the hospital that she had passed away. And so the next morning he got a phone call from the hospital saying that she was still technically alive. He was very happy about that. The story started spreading through the media again that, you know, okay, she's not dead yet. But then Monday night they had to take her off of life support. So she had been on a ventilator. It's not like she came back and was talking. She was never really fully conscious again.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took her off life support, and she officially passed at 9:30 on Monday night. And so they made the statement yesterday. And the tribute started all over again, which is fitting. She had a long career. She was a Bond girl. She was in Charlie's Angels. And most recently, for probably people in my generation, we knew her from that 70s show with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. So she had a long career and had a lot of highlights in her career. And so she actually was very active right up until the very end with her fans. She had been doing a weekly interactive online program from her Facebook page, and she last participated on December 19th. She was scheduled to do the next one on January 2nd, and then she had already collapsed at home and was in the hospital, so they canceled it, but they didn't say why, and now we know why. She
mm-hmm.
had suffered the health issues, but so we'll probably see more and more tributes being paid to her throughout the week. It's a crazy week of news, but this is definitely a story that, you know.
All right, so what's more, what's great, Kanye and Kim? What's going on? There's the
well, the,
more crazy.
That's pretty expected, I think.
Is it?
Right? I don't know. I was kind of 50-50 on this. So the story is that they are going or have recently filed divorce papers. So they've been in counseling. Apparently, they've been living very separate lives, which if you follow them on social media, that's easy to see. He's been in Wyoming. She's been in California with the kids. So that's been going on for pretty much most of 2020. And, you know, Kanye ran for president and has made a lot of statements that you just can't take back, and he went public with very private information. He has been diagnosed bipolar. Kim wrote a very long op-ed about living with someone who's bipolar. He also refuses to get treatment for it. So
I think Donald Trump is in exactly the same boat. I think he's bipolar. He doesn't want to get treatment.
He doesn't
for
act
it.
Like Kanye to me, though. He really doesn't. He doesn't have
bipolar
the
means real high highs and
yeah.
low lows. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you could say, but I think
I think it's different. Yeah,
you can watch him on Twitter, and you can really tell that
when Kanye has an episode, it's very obvious, and so. Mm-hmm. He pretty much attacked everyone in his family. He had physical crying meltdowns at his rallies. His behavior has just become so erratic, and it's unfortunate. You know, they have four young kids together, and I think that she probably thought she would never be in this boat of getting divorced, and then life just has turned pretty
hard
sour.
Hard to live in
know?
That circumstance. If you refuse to admit what's going on, if you're in denial,
right.
That makes it very, very difficult.
Right.
I was talking off the air.
I would also add one other layer to this, and that is that Kim Kardashian is so, to the extent, to the extreme, even more than most stars, she's so worried about appearances. And so I think that a lot of it, once the brand, and I think the whole Kardashian family is like that too, once something like that gets smeared and once Kanye takes stuff like that public and she might be publicly, I don't know, embarrassed or there's, I think that's a piece of it. I think that she probably still loves him, and maybe mm-hmm. under more private circumstances she'd work on it with him, but I think their reputation is really important to them, and mm-hmm. I think he poses a risk to that, and so he's got to be gone.
All right. So I was talking off the air to those of you, not to those of you who are listening on the air, but we were chatting about my coming home last night about 7:30, 7:35 and turning on the TV because I had Alex Trebek on my mind. And the local station here is promoting the fact that his last show will be this Friday. And then I, for whatever the reason, I don't know, I came upstairs, I was working in my office in the studio for a while, and I saw a few things about Trebek. And about Merv Griffin, who was the he originated, he came up with the idea for Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. Do you know, by the way, as an aside, that the theme for Jeopardy, just the theme alone, has earned Merv Griffin's estate $80 million. Just the rights to play that tune.
Well, that song is so recognizable. So
So anyway, the thing that I found about Trebek from his book that he wrote, his philosophy, I believe in the will to live. I believe in the power of positivity. I believe in optimism. Luck is the ability to meet opportunity. And they might call that luck. And that, I think, is probably as right on as anything. Luck is the ability to meet opportunity. I suppose hope and luck put together. It's kind of like buying lottery tickets. Well, the lottery, by the way, is up to $480 million for both Powerball and what do you call it? What's the other one? Mass Millions? No. What's the
Mega Millions?
Mega Millions. That's it, right. Yeah. So everybody, we never talk about the lottery anymore. And people that buy into it, buy it and put the, I think it's great therapy. Actually, I bought a couple of tickets last night, so I was thinking about it. It's great therapy to think about, okay, what can we do with all this money? What good can we do with it? There's great exercise in that. In terms of sports stuff, I think that there are those who are philosophizing, wondering about sports. We were actually talking, Victoria and I, about having a fellow on the program who is a psychic to predict what will happen at the Super Bowl this year.
I'm no psychic, but I can tell you that the Patriots without Tom Brady aren't going to be there.
Nah. No. Yeah. I think Belichick will lose. Cam Newton is just kind of, and I don't even follow this stuff, but it's all over the place here in Massachusetts how much of a turd
people think. I still like the Patriots, and I don't hate Bill Belichick, but what I do love is a lesson being sent that when you have the one of the greatest players ever to play in football, and just because he's over 40, you think he's out to pasture and you want to send him away. Yeah. Ha ha.
Pay
he's
him.
Killing it. You
pay
think
him what he's worth.
Yeah, you think Tampa Bay ever thought they were going to be in the contention? Now they are.
The locals are really upset, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was the end of Belichick's career. Because what's his face? Who owns the?
I don't think it was his choice. Was it Kraft?
I put Kraft as he's the one who wouldn't pony up the money
decision.
Because Belichick can say all he wants and say, oh, you know, I really want to pay Tom what he's worth, and Kraft is the one who signs the checks, so it's really on him. Yeah. But
he can look at
something. I did hear something about Belichick and Brady having some sort of rift, didn't they?
Well, they had, yeah, I think they did.
They seem to not be as close towards the end. Maybe Brady felt like Belichick didn't fight hard enough for him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But with as far as Cam goes, I think there's a lot of football left in Cam. And so Drew Brees
is
going
to
retire.
So why is he doing so poorly at
the Patriots? Well, it's a whole new system. It's a whole new system. And he's a very, he's the opposite.
Where did he come from?
Carolina.
Okay.
He's the opposite quarterback of Tom Brady. They could not have picked a more different style quarterback. So Drew Brees is actually going to retire at the end of the season. So there's some talk that Cam might go to New Orleans. So we'll see.
So do the Patriots bring Brady back?
I don't think Brady. I think Brady likes living in Florida, and I think his wife does too. And I think he's happy. He's treated like a god, which he deserves.
Yeah, he's done great things for football. So what about the other sports? What about basketball? Is that going to be in a bubble again this year? There's still a lot of talk about
Didn't
the college basketball.
I think it started up already.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, everybody's pretty much at their own home locations, their home arenas.
Yeah, so they're not going to do like Walt Disney World. They did that last year, right?
Yeah.
They all play
down
in Disney
March
World.
March Madness, the NCAA's men's college basketball tournament, probably they are going to be in a bubble in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I think while we're on sports, we have to talk to Jay about the Cleveland Browns because they're missing like their entire coaching staff.
Oh, they're all getting COVID, right?
Yeah.
They should have postponed the game against the Jets. I'm just saying.
Yeah, why? Because they lost. You're a loser.
No. The Browns. There was already some COVID issues, and they made them play. And so I think that there were some that still weren't necessarily testing positive at that point, but probably had it. And now the symptoms started showing. So, yeah, I think we're going to be losing a lot more players as the days go on.
So, is the end of the season? Well, the end of the season is pretty much now, right? Isn't the season over? The playoffs are.
Yeah, these are playoffs. They're in the wild card playoff game against the Steelers again.
Mm-hmm. And so the Super Bowl is, what, the 7th of February, I think? if I'm not mistaken. The reason that I know that is because I've been looking at the promo on CBS, that's the network that has the Super Bowl, and they're plugging that new TV show she's going to play the role of the equalizer. Come on.
Oh, Queen Latifah?
Queen Latifah. And do you know who the co-star is with her?
No.
Noth.
Who?
It's the guy who's the...
Chris Noth.
Chris Noth.
Oh, Chris Noth? Oh, okay. Mr.
Yeah.
Pig. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's not
Mr. Pig.
Notable as, like, Madonna.
Well, especially when you say his name incorrectly and just use his last name.
I've always said Noth, not Noth. But yeah, exactly. Chris Noth from All Along, starting Law and Order. That's an interesting pairing.
It is.
I thought, pretty much. Yeah. I'm not watching the Super Bowl. Who's the halftime entertainment of the Super Bowl?
The Weeknd.
Oh, right. No, I'm not going to watch it now.
You don't even know a single song from him. You would actually like
that. I think that's part of the problem, though, is that most people don't, of a certain age, don't know The Weeknd, including, I mean, I put myself in that category. So I think that's where it kind of misses the mark.
You've heard all of his hits, though, Jen. We've played him on the show. I guarantee you. If I played 3 or 4 songs from him, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I've heard that.
All right.
Maybe.
So where's this Weeknd song there? Welcome. It could be, if he did, Welcome to the Weeknd. There's a song called Welcome to the Weeknd, isn't there? Seems to me. Welcome to the Weekend. All right. Guess I'm not going to get any music.
From the guy who says he doesn't know who he is, he just sang a fake song.
Right.
All right. Here's something to think about. Your nose, the body's air filter is your nose. Now you can clean your nose every day with the easy-to-use Navage system. Find the Navage at Navage.com. Navage uses powered suction to flush out those dangerous germs and viruses and allergens and the mucus in your nose. Yuck. Clean your nose. Have that. There's nothing better than that clean nose feeling, right, Victoria? You love having that clean nose feeling.
Well, no congestion. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right. So this is, by the way, one of the other hallmarks of this. As with all the products that I talk about and endorse, it is all natural. The relief you get from allergens and sinus congestion and all that comes to you without any drugs whatsoever. So you need to go to Navage.com, get started by using the Navage Nose Cleanser. There are some salt pods that come in the kit, right? Standard nose pillows and that sort of stuff. All kinds of things that will help your nose get cleaner so you have a healthier life. That's what you want. Good nasal hygiene is your new normal. Check it out. Do yourself a favor. Check it out at Navage.com.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally. That's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through a couple of important stories, including some new monitors from Dell. Victoria will tell you that story right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
All right, so Victoria, what's going on with Dell and their new monitors?
Well, it's kind of a bet that a lot of people are still going to be working from home because Dell is launching 3 new monitors next month, and all of them will come with a dedicated Microsoft Teams button. And so this Dell claims it's created the world's first video conferencing monitor certified for Microsoft Teams, and Microsoft started certifying displays and webcams and headsets last year. This is the first monitor that will be available. All 3 next month, they will offer quick access to Microsoft Teams. The button lets you launch it right away, and you can launch the app to make and receive video calls with everyone in your office. Hands-free commands also are supported through Microsoft's Cortana and then the built-in microphone. And again, this is Dell really going all in that that people are still going to be working from home. We know 65 million Americans have been working remotely via computer at home from their jobs. And so this is something that I guess if offices aren't really sure how people feel about going back into the office, whether they're vaccinated or not, this is something that is going to become pretty essential. Same thing goes with schools. I have a couple friends who are teachers, and they use Microsoft Microsoft Teams to go back and forth with meetings for distance learning and things like that. So to have these monitors have that button to just launch it so quickly, it's definitely going to be a convenience. The pricing of it, it's also, you know, Dell put a lot of bells and whistles into these new monitors as well. So they have 5-megapixel pop-up infrared cameras. They support facial recognition with Windows Hello. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. A noise-canceling microphone, as we all know, as you work from home, sometimes noise happens in the background. And so the speakers are even better. There's a built-in mode that also helps reduce blue light emissions, which is pretty cool. So I wear blue light blocking glasses every day when I look at my computer screen. And so they have that technology built into the monitors now. So Dell's launching a 24-inch version for $519, a 27-inch for $719, and a curved 34-inch variant for $1149. All three of these monitors will be available in stores and online on February 16th.
Abba-dabba-doo. All right, let's talk about this year and what it promises to do for those of you who have Android smartphones.
The Geek Out.
It's a new year, and that means new cell phones are coming our way. Now, while Apple seems to have gobbled up a lot of air in the room, iPhone models did comprise 9 of the top 10 new phone activations over the holidays, there are a host of new Android smartphones on the way. We may even get one as early as this month from Samsung, with a new range of 3 devices of Galaxies with the S21 designation and a lot of new upgrades. OnePlus will offer another bang for the buck model with their 9 range of phones, and we should also finally see the Nokia 10, some new devices from Sony, and a few more updates to folding screen options. 2021 should be a great year for new Androids, and we'll keep you posted about them here at the Geek Out.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go when you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, some IKEA news now, Victoria.
Yep, PlayStation 5, which is a very hotly anticipated gaming system, along with Xbox Series X. Gaming systems that just sold like crazy in 2020, as you can imagine. Parents and people who were stuck at home wanted some extra entertainment. The problem, though, is that PlayStation 5 and the new Xbox are very large consoles. They're actually the largest in modern history. And so IKEA has now come up with a solution. If you need to buy a TV cabinet that will accommodate these new consoles, they actually have mock size consoles in stores to help you see what your gaming console will look like with your new TV cabinet. So it's not an official partnership, but it's very smart on the part of IKEA.
All right, there we have smartness, or as we say here in New England, smatness. At
there's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.